history of rock and roll.
Pat Boone was still a college student when he recorded his first hit, a remake of Fats Domino's Ain't That a Shame, which did little for the song, but established Boone as a clean-cut teen idol.
You made me cry when you said goodbye.
Next year brought a hit from another girls' group which enjoyed considerable success, the Cordettes, who scored with Born to Be With You. In 1956, the Platters reigned as the hottest group of the day, selling heavily to straight pop fans, rock and roll partisans, and rhythm and blues buyers. The group's sound was dominated by the singing of Tony Williams, whose individual style made The Great Pretender a million seller.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Rock and roll returns to the year 1956 with another big record from the Four Lads.
We have rock and roll.
Standing on the corner watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner watching all the girls go by.
By 1956, Pat Boone was firmly established and had found that ballads were better suited to his voice than were upbeat songs such as Ain't That a Shame and Tutti Frutti. One of his chart successes from 56 was I'll Be Home, a song done originally by the Flamingos.
I'll be home, my darling, please wait for me. Together, once more our love will be free. Our love will be free.
rock and roll.
I'll be home by time. Please wait there for me.
Wait for me.
We'll stroll along together. Once more our love will be free and our love will be free.
Guy Mitchell's biggest record brought a taste of country to the year 1956. It was a million seller called Singin' the Blues. Instrumentals were popular in the mid-50s, and Mitch Miller was one of the most instrumental instrumentalists, accounting for such hits as The Yellow Rose of Texas in 1955 and Song for a Summer Night in 1956. Documentary returns with one of the Platters' greatest hits, My Prayer.
When the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay.
Como was one of the dominant pop vocalists of the late 1940s and 50s, maintaining his supremacy with records such as Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes, Wanted, Hot Diggity, and Round and Round.
Find a wheel and it goes round, round, round as it skims along with a happy sound as it goes along the ground, ground, ground till it leads you to the one you love. Find the ring, put it on, for you know that this is really love, really love.
By 1956, rock and roll had crashed through the pop barriers and had become a direct influence on and a recognized component of pop music. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers had the 18th most popular record that year. The late Eddie Cochran, who toured with Frankie Lyman, explained the performer's popularity.
I've known him for quite a little while now, and real good buddy of mine, you know, we chum around together a lot. And as far as performers go, I would say that Frankie on the stage, and I think everybody would just about agree with me that sees the show, showmanship and everything is so important, I think, and that's just exactly what Frankie Lyman is, you know, is showmanship.
Jim Lowe struck gold in 56 with Green Daughter.
Midnight, one more night without sleeping. Watching till the morning comes creeping. Green Door, what's that secret you're keeping?
The history of rock and roll resumes with a pop novelty record which resulted in several lawsuits and $1 million worth of sales.
The history of rock and roll.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real. Was the Clatters recording too real? We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam, would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Duck back in the air.
Thank you. And now listen, gentlemen there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
Would just take a walk down the street.
Thank you. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has landed again. Washington, the Secretary of Defense has just said,
ain't that a shame?
That was Skinny Dynamo's record. That's a shame.
This is John Cameron Cameron Part 2. Gathered around me are several of the spacemen. Tell us, have you come to conquer the world?
Snap at the earth.
And now would you repeat that in English?
Don't want the world to heaven hold.
Hey, why don't you go back where you came from?
Don't be angry and drive me away.
We return you now to our studios.
Here is a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote,
you can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
That was Pa Gherkin's record, Shoes. We switch you again downtown.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Professor Sedgwick of the British Institute, tell us, how were the saucers able to land?
Where do you see
motor cooled down, heat went down.
That was Huckleberry's recording. The motor cooled down.
This is John Cameron Cameron again. I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
See you later, alligator.
We return you now to our studios.
The spacemen have gone again, but look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Always be there.
Goodbye. People.
Buchanan and Goodman produced their flying saucer record from excerpts of then-current hits without permission from the artist involved. The result was a flurry of lawsuits which were dropped as the record took off. The plaintiffs realized that the flying saucer record gave them a kind of status beyond sales figures. The year after Buchanan and Goodman's hit brought the debut of a young singer-composer who's been on the charts for more than 10 years. Paul Anka discussed the writing of his first hit, Diana, for the history of rock and roll.
Diana was written for a babysitter. I was 15, she was 19, and she kind of turned me on, and I wrote this song for her. And then after that, I would say that most of the songs that I've written have stemmed from personal involvement, emotional little kicks.
I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling, I've been told.
Johnny Mathis was born in San Francisco, September 30th, 1935. While he was a student at San Francisco State College, he began playing in local nightclubs. Soon he was recording, and soon he was a star on the strength of songs such as It's Not For Me to Say, the third best-selling record from 1957. Coming next on the history of rock and roll.
Thank you.
It's not for me to say you love me.
The history of rock and roll.
We had a quarrel, a teenage quarrel. Now I'm as blue as I know how to be.
From George Hamilton IV, the pop section of the history of rock and roll moves to one of Nat King Cole's mementos from 1957.
When you want a true lover, send for me, send for me. You never want any other, send for me, send for me. I promise you, I'll be true, send for me, send for me.
Band leader Jimmy Dorsey scored with a pop hit in 57, So Rare. Another big hit from 1957 came from Billy Williams.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Papaya, papaya.
And make believe it came from you.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. Oh yeah, gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah.
The rising buying power of teenagers resulted in an onslaught of teen-oriented records such as Tab Hunter's Young Love.
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know
of Johnny Mathis and the sound of another gold record in a moment on the history of rock and roll.